Thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. My name is Quince. I need to advise you to call being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Ma'am, listen to me. I filed a new claim back in January the 30th, and they sent me some information to send back to them. Can we not email the www.labor.alabama.gov?
Could you use that website?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Are you asking, could you use that website?
Yeah, because I'm not sending my email. They're requesting a W-2 form from me.
Mm-hmm. So let me tell you what you're going to do. That website, www.labor.alabama.gov, what you're going to do is, once you get to that website, you're going to scroll down just a little bit. There's a blue box on your left-hand side that says request or provide information regarding my claim. You're going to press
right.
There. Put in a little bit of your information, like your claimant ID number, first name, last name, email address, phone number. And there's a box that says, please select a subject. You're going to go down and put P-U-A.
P-U-A? Okay.
Yes, sir. So once you put in P-U-A, what you're going to do is it got to attach a scan image or your identification. So you're just going to take a picture with you holding up your W-2 form, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
with me holding it. Okay.
Yes, with one with you holding it and a direct shot of the documentation.
Okay.
So it's three.
So what they required of me, the documentation they required on the form you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know, send me what the government sent me, take a picture of it, then take a picture of me holding the W-2 form, and send that information. It says also I need to write, why would I need to write the social security number down? My name is already on the W-2 form.
Just for security purposes.
The social security number and my name's on the W-2 form, so I need to. But it's telling me to write my social security number and my
you might have to do it twice. There's only three things here, so you might just have to do it twice. But once you do it, that's how you put in all your forms and just put in there's a comment and question box.
It's on my email, and I don't know how to sign. It's on my photo. My W-2 form is. I had my tax person send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
How am I gonna write on it though if it's on my phone?
Why you need to write on it?
Yeah, because they want me to write my name and my. I don't know why they want me to write my name and my social security number down. It's already on the W-2 form. This is what it says, man, right here. I got the sheet paper right here. All right, it's pending on what my employer says. You know, on the sheet paper they sent me. And I looked up my ID number and found out my status. And this wasn't even on there. The W-2 form wasn't even on the pending status, but I'm gonna still, do what they want me to do. It says right here, verification of earnings, copy of check stub, RW2, ETC, et cetera. Form of employment since 11/22/2020. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, please attach copies of requested documents with your name and social security number written on each. Well, my name and social security number is on my W-2 form.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is what you do. When you do that, on the comment and question box, put your social and your name right there, even though you're going to put in your name in the information that it asked before you upload those photos, and just put everything in that comment and question box. So put your name, social, and everything that you turned in.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. I didn't know that part. I had that part last night.
Yes, sir.
And I couldn't figure out I didn't know what that PAUC or whatever you said it was. I didn't know what that represented on the what you described. See, I didn't know what that was, and that's what messed me up.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
God bless you, ma'am.
God bless you, too. Thank you for calling the Alabama Conversation Call Center, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.